now to spend a few minutes with interim head coach Eric Studisville. Coach, it seems like we've been out of town for nearly a month. Broncos haven't played at home in a long time. Have you had a chance to kind of step back yet and kind of think about what it's going to be like on Sunday when you're standing on the sidelines in Invesco Field as the team's head coach?
Well, it's going to be exciting because the fans make that a great place to play a football game. And they'll be out there in their orange, and they'll be cheering loud, and we're going to try to give them something to do a lot of cheering for. We're excited about the chance to come home. It feels like we've been gone a long time. So the chance to have friendly faces behind us and cheering and screaming at all the right times, and great football fans here, it's a great environment. We're excited.
It's been kind of a whirlwind the last couple of weeks. What do you know now that you didn't know before? What have you kind of learned the last couple of weeks before you were promoted?
Well, you learn a couple of things. One is that you learn what the people in the organization, other people in this organization, do and how great the people are we have in this organization in all aspects of it, things that you didn't have access to as an assistant coach. And I've gotten to meet a lot of those people and be around them. Their support is unbelievable for this football team and for what we're trying to do. That's one of the big things. The other big thing is it's solidified in my mind that this is what I want to do. You know, you never know and you think maybe you want to do this, but till you get a chance to get in here and do some of this, and may scare some people away, but for me, it's really solidified in my mind that I want to be a head football coach.
What's some of the tough things, though? What's one of the tougher decisions you've had to make so far the last couple of weeks that come along with being a head coach?
They're all tough decisions, and the reason is because right now I'm in charge of 61 players and 15 coaches, and the decisions I make indirectly affect the entire organization. So the toughest thing is just making sure that you're in line with what Mr. Bolin wants and how we want this organization to be perceived and respected, and put a product out there that Mr. Bolin and the fans really are happy with.
Guys are getting ready for the Texans earlier this week. Gary Kubiak said the one thing he was really impressed with about Tim Tebow was how he handled off-schedule plays. You hear that from an opposing coach. How often do you see that in a first-year quarterback when he's only played one game as a starter and there's an opposing coach already noticing things like that in a player?
Tim has a lot of skills that he utilizes on the field, and one of those is his ability to make things better and scramble and stay alive in place. He's done that in college successfully, and he's brought that here, and he's got that ability, and that's one of the things that's going to make him unique. But, you know, he's able to handle our entire offense, and I think that's just a positive attribute that he brings on top of everything else.
It seems like each week this team is getting ready to try and slow down a Pro Bowl running back. This week with Arian Foster, he's creeping up on 2,000 yards from scrimmage already. Right. How much is limiting him going to help lend to getting a win this week?
I mean, we're going to be focused on that, but we've got to be focused on that entire offense. I mean, they've got a potent offense, and anytime, you know, Matt Schaub is playing very well. Arian certainly is with what he's on, but Andre Johnson's a threat at all times. Owen Daniels is a threat. So, you know, we've got our challenge on the defensive side, and we've got to make sure we watch the whole thing and not just focus on one part of it and let another part get us.
Really busy this week. You're getting ready for a football game. It's also the holidays. You got a little girl at home. She's getting excited for Christmas. And have you found a way to kind of balance work and still keep the home life? Find that balance when you're the head coach now.
I'm very lucky in that I have an amazing family. My wife and my daughter are incredibly supportive. My wife understands a little bit better than my daughter does at this point in time. But they've understand how important this window is to me and to us. And we're going to get that time. You know, as soon as the season's over, I'm going to spend a lot of time with her. And you can never make up for lost time. But going forward, we'll make sure we spend positive time together, and she'll be fine.
All very important. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Merry Christmas. Thanks for sending in your questions. Have another few minutes with next week.